This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Steve Pruitt. Steve is the Global Head of Digital Innovation at Sumedovant Biopharma. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. But let's start with yourself, Steve. Can you give us a quick overview of your journey in tech from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and taking us up to today as the Global Head of Digital Innovation for Sumedovant?
Sure. So I've had a long and winding path, almost entirely in technology and healthcare. I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, studied computer science and went to business school and came out and got straight into pharma. So I did some global technology roles with Pfizer, ran an IT strategy function at Charles River Labs, a major CRO, went to management consulting for a couple of years, got to travel around a little bit, which was great. Left that to run a business transformation group within the technology organization at the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, actually the largest not-for-profit home care agency in the United States and oldest. They had a small health plan that I helped retool and grow, which led to a job running clinical analytics at a New York-focused health insurer called Health First, where subsequently I became their first ever chief analytics officer. From there, I was recruited to Sumedovant, which is a partnership between Sumitomo Dynapon Pharma and Roivant, and came over to run their digital innovation practice. And one of the things that really excites me that I suspect we'll talk about a little today is the kind of prospect of that focus on data management and analytics applied directly to innovation in pharma and the way we're tackling that problem here at Sumedovant.
Thank you for the background of yourself and your journey. I think to set the stage for what we're going to discuss going forward, I think it'd be useful for anyone who's not familiar with and the parent company, Roivant, if you could just give us a little bit of framing just so we can understand the gravity of Roivant as a parent company, and that will then give us some insight into why they purchased Sumedovant and what your role entails.
Roivant is an incubator for biotechs, right? Mostly they buy or in-license library compounds, develop those drugs, spin them off into subsidiaries, all with the suffix Vant, right? Vant would be an example. And five of their most promising subsidiaries drew the eye of Sumitomo Dynapon Pharma in Japan. And that they started conversations, I'm going to say, in 2019 about what an asset acquisition might look like. And they learned a little bit about the technology capabilities that Roivant brought to bear on the drug discovery and development process and were intrigued by that enough to form a more complex partnership to share technology and capabilities around two core things. One is a capability we call Drugome that's run by our chief algorithmic officer, and a second that is digital innovation. And very early on, Sumitomo saw in the Sumedovant partnership this opportunity to bring this approach to innovation to bear not only on the former Roivant subsidiaries, but also to DSP's other holdings and companies. So that's a little bit about how Sumedovant came to be.
Yeah, and really helpful. So leads nicely then into your role, Global Head of Digital Innovation. I know from previous conversations you and I have, it's quite a multifaceted position, but can you give us a broad overview of what the objective is and then some insight into the types of projects you and your team are working on?
So the goal of digital innovation is to place data scientists and developers directly in business units on cross-functional teams to bring modern cloud tools and data to bear on pharma's oldest problems in new and innovative ways. We think that models that centralize capabilities, technical capabilities away from the business lead to long IT projects that don't fundamentally meet the need, but fully distributed technology teams lead to a lack of collaboration and sharing best practices across. So my group has a front end, a back end, and a bit in the middle. The front end is literally a team of people that we call digital innovators who are assigned to functions across our family of companies. We support 3 Samitivant subsidiaries and the parent company in the US, 2 US-based subsidiaries of Sumitomo, and have a team in Japan at the Sumitomo headquarters, all with the same orientation and mission. So we might have a digital innovator partnered with the market access team to help contract pull through. We might have a digital innovator partnered with the clinical development team to help think about clinical trial design, site selection, clinical trial acceleration. And all of them are sitting directly in those business units, thinking about the strategic problems of the day, but with the scale of our back end in the middle. So the back end is a heavy focus on data management through modern cloud tools. Being a startup, we have the luxury of skipping over a lot of the legacy tools and approaches that often plague the pharma industry, and going straight to kind of modern data management techniques. So that's data lake, data warehouse, data engineering and management capability. But because we're building custom solutions on the front end for custom business problems, each digital innovator is both a business analyst and a consultant, but also a software engineer and a data scientist. And so to give those people leverage as they do that work, we have this bit in the middle that we call the digital platform. And that's a CI/CD pipeline that streamlines custom app development to allow for things like security in a regulated environment. We also have a very complex corporate environment where we may or may not control the IT providers of all our subsidiaries, verifying who someone is and what data they have access to. It's quite a complex thing that we don't want each digital innovator to have to solve on their own. So that bit in the middle is a collection of tools altogether, which we call the digital platform. And so my team is organized just as that might imply, right? Data management and platform team and embedded digital innovators.
So Steve, you've given a great overview of Sumitivant as a business, the work that your group does supporting the various subsidiaries. Can you take us a level deeper now and give us some insight into what it's like day to day, maybe an example of a recent project you and your group are working on and some of the unique challenges that you have to overcome working in this area of pharma? And
yeah, absolutely. Almost too many examples to walk through, but something that we've been working on recently is with the disruption of the pandemic on clinical trial activity. A huge focus has been pointed towards how do we understand correct if there's been time lost in the course of the pandemic and accelerate clinical development programs, right? Because in the clinical development process, time is money. So often accelerating those clinical trials has to do with finding high quality sites and partners and developing insights into if that site relationship is working and finding backups when and if that's necessary. Our digital innovation team is working right alongside this clinical development activity to understand the kind of the protocol and the scope of the work being done. And what we did is we developed simulation tools that would help the clinical team understand the kind of if-then-else trade-offs associated with, you know, there's cost and management overhead associated with every site that you open, but you're trading that off for the potential for recruiting patients and shrinking the overall time to approval. And then ultimately, of course, extending the patent life of your drug, extending it on the front end because you get more days in the market. So it's a very high leverage situation. And it's the kind of thing where you can bring a lot of data to bear with business expertise, but those two things together aren't enough. You just end up smooshing a bunch of data and spreadsheets together. So we build tools and simulation mechanisms in the middle that allow us to take in the kind of collective knowledge of the market about how long these kinds of things take and bump that up against what the experts in the clinical development team are working on. And so what we see is a much more tailored approach, everything from our financial forecasts are more accurate, our recruiting timelines are more accurate, and we make closer quarters decisions about when a particular relationship needs addressing. Maybe it's further education. Maybe we need to go find additional partners. Maybe we need to open in a new site or set of sites. And those kinds of things can directly translate into making clinical trials faster, making them cheaper, and ultimately the real reason we're here, getting medicines to patients faster.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Steve, you touched on it earlier, the complexity of your role, the supporting so many different subsidiaries, and you gave us a bit of an insight into the various groups, whether it be data management, research, collection. Can you help us visualize what it's like day to day to be a member of the team, whether you're a data engineer, data scientist, big data? What's required? How many people are involved? And what is it like day to day dealing with so many different moving parts?
Yeah, sure. So never a dull moment is a summary. We have, because we have a diversity of subsidiaries, there is an element of the role that is simply communication and education, right? So working with stakeholders to help understand their problems and help them understand how technology might be brought to bear. But there is a big collaboration opportunity there as well. So because our role cuts across all of the parts of the Smutivant family, often we're running into problems in California that we saw last week in North Carolina. And so being able to connect the dots for people, help them understand that if we think there's value in a particular analysis or approach or data set or technical partnership, helping them see that they're not the only ones that have had this problem. And we've perhaps even developed a solution in another spot. While we build bespoke solutions for problems as we see them, we often see patterns. Fundamentally, all of our subsidiaries are themselves biotechs trying to get drugs to market and maximize their impact for patients. We're able to take the kind of repeatable lessons from those things and really do two things. One, directly share the solutions and learnings with our business partners. And two, when you see a problem in more than one spot, you can start to build capabilities centrally that help you deal with that instance and the future instance. The way that works for a person on the team, as a digital innovator who's assigned to our Eurovant subsidiary in Irvine, California, might run across a market segmentation problem or a market access problem or a health economics and outcomes research problem, and can, one, lean on the data infrastructure and custom app development framework that we provide centrally to build bespoke solutions, but two, also lean on the portfolio of solutions that have been built for all the other subsidiaries, some of which have tackled related topics already. So it's a matrix organization in the purest sense of the word, right? Our business partners are wholly aligned to the subsidiaries where they work and often are working very hard to on a specific compound or a specific program or a specific go-to-market strategy. And we're absolutely focused on delivering for them, but also thinking about where we can bring leverage from the rest of the family of companies. And that could be purchasing leverage, that could be program patterns, that can be actual solutions, or even outside technologies. We partner with a lot of early stage companies that we think have unique answers to the problems facing our industry and work to help them develop their market offerings, whether that's in the data visualization space, data management, data mining, custom app development. These are all places where we've invested in these tech partnerships because we want to take the best thinking from outside and bring it in, as well as building these bespoke solutions.
That sets up perfectly for my next question, Steve, which was from our previous conversations, you've talked about how Smutivant is tech forward within biotech, and you talked about all of the innovation capability, but also your role as the global head of digital innovation. Can you give us some insight into, starting with your group, how you stay current with modern AI, machine learning, data science technologies, while dealing with some of the challenges that you face in innovation within biopharma as a whole?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot. How do you stay up on trends? And there's really no magic to it. One thing I would say, the patterns of data management, even the radically, improved patterns enabled by, cloud technologies and kind of modern data management approaches, those patterns have been around forever. IBM made a tidy living with those data management patterns. So those patterns don't change that much. What changes mostly is the application and implementation of those patterns, often brought on by new tools. I think in the innovation space, the opportunity for innovation gets more focused if you think about it in the context of the healthcare value chain. Where are the opportunities to add value with technology? Is it better information to find new drug candidates? Is it better information to accelerate clinical trials? Is it better information to optimize our position in the market vis-a-vis competitors, or a better way to reach patients and doctors with information about how our products can help? And so you're able to take a set of reasonable patterns and a set of value propositions and then rub those two together with data and technology. Of course, I would say I read a lot. I go to all those conferences that probably most of your listeners go to, but where I find the learning is often talking to founders, talking to incubators, talking to other technologists. To be honest, mostly outside of healthcare. I think one of the great opportunities in healthcare is bringing learnings from other industries, be it fintech or big tech or CPG, that are thinking about parts of their own value chain that don't map one-to-one to healthcare, but have lessons embedded in them and are often, they're not burdened with the same constraints. So it allows you to think a little bit more freely from a technical perspective. Now, all those things need to be bumped up against security and privacy and honestly, ethical healthcare behavior. But I think being able to think outside the box and look outside of your organization and your industry is where learning happens. And so I try and do that as much as I can.
No, I appreciate that. Great insight there. Final question for me then, Steve. Look, you've spent a large portion of your career working in the healthcare and health tech space, and most recently moving to Summitavant. When you look ahead and you look at the changes that have happened in the last few years, what are you most excited about when you think about the upcoming innovation that we're going to see in this industry?
Yeah, in pharma, I think there are still some opportunities out there for some big shifts. The U.S. is still the engine of the world's pharma development and growth. Discussions about different ways to pay for drugs, I think, rattle the industry. A lot of the opportunities, I think, for innovation in the space, some of which have been accelerated by the pandemic, things like virtual trials, which were a fringe activity before the pandemic and then a necessary capability since the pandemic, how pharma sales are going to evolve in light of an in-person handshaking model that was put on hold for 18 months in the US and around the world. I think the role of patients in determining their own healthcare journey, especially in the United States, continues to affect how people get drugs and what drugs they have access to and how they interact with payers and drug companies alike. I think there's a lot of stuff in the social media space, be it things for us to better understand about our patients and physicians and environment, or areas where patients and potential patients are learning information and exchanging ideas outside of the purview of the pharma industry and even of medical professionals, all of which I think have big implications for the way pharma companies need to behave, how they should think about their patients, their doctors, their regulators, their payers, and what's going to start to differentiate successful from unsuccessful biopharmas in the future.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. I appreciate you sharing your journey, talking to us about Summitavant, giving us some insight into the type of complexity that's involved, but also the prospect of future innovation again.
Thank you, JP. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.